around your virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleeping heavenly, these asleep in heavenly peace.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to our show. Please excuse my voice. A little bit sore, a little bit of a cough, but I'm 100% healthy besides that. My name is Bobby Elias, and Merry Christmas to everyone. The best of the best wishes. Today's show is going to be just about that, about how to handle ourselves for Christmas, what we eat, what we shouldn't eat. We're going to talk about our mind, how we can overcome depression, and also what to do if we get sick. All those issues we're going to talk with a very, very special young lady, Dr. Sarah Larson. I'll introduce her in a minute. But first, welcome to the show. Thank you. Our show is about healthy aging. It's about ending all wars. There's a new group of people that are doing that, and it's incredible. I'm blessed to have that show on and that subject matter. We're also going to keep talking about genetically engineered foods and why they should be labeled. Very, very important. We've got some new information coming up about a pig study. That's the information is going all over the world to show the bad effects of what Monsanto and these people are doing to our foods all over the world. We also talk about body, mind, spirit, exercise, dance, yoga, tai chi. If you like our show, rate us on iTunes. You can also hear our shows on the archives. Please tell all your friends about not only this show, but about Progressive Radio Network, the fastest growing progressive show in the world. It's all over the internet. It's growing every day. Also, if you don't have a computer or iPhone or a way to hear the show, the other way is on the phone. Progressive Radio Network is very unique. We have a phone that you can call. I'll give you that number. There's actually three numbers. I'll give you the one number right now, and if I can, I'll give you the other three numbers, the other two numbers at the end of the show. The main number to call to hear the show on your phone anytime, hear any show that PRN has, is area 619-550-0869. And now let's get on to our show today with Dr. Sarah Larson. Let me introduce Dr. Sarah Larson first. She received a degree as a medical doctor from the Medical University of the Americas. Her approach to healing, hand analysis, and counseling combines the best of ancient wisdom, modern science, and spirituality to answer your deepest and most meaningful questions and concerns. By the way, Dr. Sarah is not only a fantastic doctor, medical intuitive, spiritual counselor, and third-generation Paul leader, but she also is a co-host on the show and a guest, or a combination thereof. Here's what a great writer and transformational coach and international speaker, her name is Connie Costa. Here's what she says about Dr. Sarah. I've been in the field for many years and have never met a more beautiful and pure soul than Dr. Sarah Larson. I recommend everyone I meet to have a session with Dr. Sarah Larson, and I make it mandatory for my clients to see her. And by the way, she has a lot of clients. Dr. Sarah is a clear and pure channel. I have never met anyone that is love 100% of the time. She gives everyone unconditional love, and she is truly extraordinary. Absolutely, I couldn't agree any more than that from my connection with Dr. Sarah. All the time, she's so pure, loving, and positive. I don't know many people like that. So, Dr. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Bobby. Thank you. And I just want to say this. The reason that I am here is because I see your commitment. All the times that I've known you, Bobby, you have been such a force for everyone that you meet, for them to have this amazing, healthy lifestyle. And you're constantly sharing in such a lovely way, in such a gentle way, how to move one step, another step forward. And so I'm so honored to be on your show, and I'm honored to know you and work with you, because I know your heart is so beautiful from the first time we met.
Thank you. That's wonderful. All right. I really appreciate that, and all these beautiful compliments. Today we're going to talk about, let me remind our listeners that we're talking to Dr. Sarah Larson, and we're going to be talking about four things. One is what to eat during the holidays. Two, what not to eat. Three, about people that get sick and what they can do about it. And thirdly, the depression that comes with the holidays. So, Dr. Sarah, let's start with the first one. How should people eat? What can they do about the Christmas holidays? And by the way, Dr. Sarah, because of my sore throat, you're going to carry most of the show today. I'm going to be in the background, just coming in every little while. Okay? Go right ahead, Dr. Sarah.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. This comes from years and years of training of what to eat, what not to eat. As a foodie growing up, I grew up in mostly in New Orleans. And so down there, it's a lot easier to list a lot of the foods. It became so important to be able to know what to eat and what not to eat, and to love food. And I think that's one of the things that we're here to do. I'm going to start with the top foods to avoid, and then I'll jump into foods that are really highly beneficial. And I think all of us know what to eat, but it's really understanding when those times come in, especially around the holiday season, what not to eat becomes so important. The top foods that I say to avoid is donuts. Donuts are fried, full of sugar, white flour. Most all varieties contain this really bad kind of fat, trans fats. Store-bought donuts are made up of about 35% to 40% trans fats. And an average donut contains so many calories of mostly fructose. And we'll jump into fructose versus glucose and the foods that are really naturally sweet and fructose-rich that are better for you. But when foods are cooked in high temperatures, carcinogenic substances like acrylamide can form. And so the number one thing that I say to avoid is donuts. And the next thing, which we're becoming so aware of everywhere, here in California especially, they're moving soda machines out of schools. One, soda is the second top food to avoid. One can of soda has about 10 teaspoons of sugar, typically in the form of high fructose corn syrup. And it's loaded with caffeine, loaded with this amazing additive that make us addicted to it, artificial food coloring and sulfites. One study linked soda to osteoporosis, tooth decay, and I just want to tell you minute by minute what happens to your body when you drink a can of soda. Within 20 minutes, your blood sugar spikes, your liver responds by resulting in an insulin burst by turning massive amounts of sugar into fat. Within 40 minutes, caffeine is absorbed. Your pupils dilate. Your blood pressure rises. your liver dumps more sugar into your bloodstream. Blood glucose levels were outside of the normal range in children just after 40 minutes of having sodas, and that was children under 18 that were consuming it. Around 45 minutes, your blood increases dopamine production, which stimulates the pleasure center of your brain and has a physical and identical response to that of heroin. And so when we're getting off soda or getting off some of the things that have this increase in dopamine production, we go through a physical craving for it. There's certain foods that have the words natural flavoring. Most of that is code for things that make us addicted. Since the 50s, we've had over 75,000 food additives put with different labels available to us that food scientists have created to make us addicted to certain foods. After about 60 minutes, you start to have a blood sugar crash, and you may be tempted to reach for another sweet snack or beverage, and that's just with soda. The donuts, soda, French fries, and nearly all commercially fried foods, anything that is fried, even vegetables, have acrylamide in them. Animal studies have shown that exposure to acrylamide increases the risk for several types of cancer. And it's been linked to nerve damage and neurotoxic effects. We're going to talk about the foods to eat, but I want to just get through all of these. That anything that's fried, it's a biggie. And that was one of the first things to get over growing up in Louisiana, growing up with all these tasty fried foods. When I make anything that's going to be sort of the healthier version of the fried foods, I use an oil that's extremely stable in high temperatures. And so virgin coconut oil, grapeseed oil, cooking in those oils winds up being better for you. If you can avoid all fried foods, that's great. But if you've got particular recipes that you want to make, get the healthier kinds of fats, like the virgin coconut oil, the grapeseed oil. And I tell a lot of my patients that one French fry is worse for your health than one cigarette. And when you look at the overall effects that a French fry or a fried food that's in the bad types, fried in the bad types of fat, usually commercially, it's worse for you than a cigarette. And when you look at it that way, it tends to make it a little bit easier. Tips, most commercial tips I also avoid. And so at a dinner party where there's a range of hummus, guacamole, some of the lovely dips that are vegetable-based, I will go for the celery or the carrots to use in that dip versus the chips. Most commercial chips, including corn chips, potato chips, tortilla chips, are high in the bad kinds of fats, the trans fats, and may contain the genetically engineered ingredients, the GMOs, that we so want to avoid. And there are some companies that are now producing chips without the trans fats. However, the high temperature used to cook them can still cause formation of things like acrylamide. When you see the word natural on labeling, it's really important to understand that natural has no real meaning behind it. Organic has a meaning, but natural can be labeled on anything, even genetically modified foods have the labeling natural on them. The last thing I'm going to mention about what to avoid is anything anything that's fried, along with the non-fish seafoods. So we have fried non-fish seafood alternatives. They're the fried fake shrimp, the fried fake oysters and clams and lobsters. And they have anything coming from the ocean, anything that is a shellfish, anything high risk of mercury in those things, especially right now with all that's going on in our oceans. It's really radiation and mercury. There's very few places to get anything that's from the ocean, and that includes seaweed right now. And so that winds up being basically the foods that to avoid. The things that I want you to really welcome into your diet and welcome in are some of the foods that wind up being so protective. There are natural ways to boost your immunity, and those are living foods. And I know we're going to do a show coming up that's going to talk all about longevity. And one of the most important things that we'll be talking about is foods to eat that really, really increase longevity. A lot of those foods are raw foods. When you look across your spread that in these different areas that in your friend's home and your own home, look for the foods that look most like they do originally, celery, the bell peppers, the carrots that are chopped up, the grilled vegetables, or the anything that has cinnamon, high levels of cinnamon in it will help maintain your blood sugar. Having foods that have a lot of ginger teas, any of the pungent spices, such as curries, rich in turmeric. Some of the herbs to include in the foods, cilantro. Pico de gallo is so great around the holiday season. It's got cilantro, which really helps boost your immune system. It helps your kidneys, and it helps just the flow of your blood. Rosemary, thyme, any things, foods that you can add in cloves and nutmeg, they boost your immune system, and they actually taste great, too. If you're eating cheese or drinking processed milk, those substances are to be avoided during the winter influenza season. Cheese and dairy products tend to cause sinus stuffiness, and they cause a lack of circulation in your sinuses, and that can make you more susceptible to foods. Things that will open up your sinuses are the horseradishes, again, some of the spicier foods. You can take things with zinc and selenium. So nuts wind up being really, really great, and anything that's made that's nut-based. A lot of my crusts that I make during the holiday season are nut-based crusts, avoiding a lot of the breadcrumbs or instead. And so looking for things that are based in nuts will increase your trace minerals, especially selenium and zinc. Things to take orally before you go out and kind of connect with people that might not be well is golden seal or garlic, echinacea, osha root, and elderberries. Those are just anything that you can include in that. One of the things that I like to recommend is also wash your hands frequently. Oh. It winds up being such an important thing. You definitely wash your hands before you eat during the holiday season, coming in and out of homes, the colder weather, going in and making it so mandatory for yourself to have those cleaned hands before you're going in eating.
Dr. Sarah, if you could hold those thoughts, I just wanted to reintroduce you. For people that came in late, I'm Bobby Elias. Our show is called Let's Create a Better World and also Healthy Aging. And this is Dr. Sarah Larson, a medical intuitive who is also a great, great spiritual counselor. She is on this show quite often. And Dr. Sarah, in 3 or 4 weeks, we would like to, as we said earlier, we want to do another show on longevity. Excuse me for being not 100% with my voice. But that would be for our listeners, January the 11th or the 18th on a Saturday. We'll have Dr. Sarah Larson and myself on again to talk about longevity. The chance we may also get Dr. Burton Goldberg of the Bay Area, and he's a long, long time. He's called the father of alternative medicine and schools. He started the first school. Let me add a few things to what you said, Dr. Sarah. First of all, I want to excuse myself for not being 100% with my voice. Dr. Sarah is going to carry most of the show. The ocean, you mentioned the ocean. Fukushima was almost 2 years ago, two years and about 8 months ago, and the waters are just full of radiation, which means all of the fish, anything in the ocean is deadly. It's just full of total radiation. It's the worst thing you can eat. Another item is gravy, and maybe even, let me say that for the end. I want to ask you two things at the end if you could add to. But organics, you mentioned organics. We don't want to, the word natural is used quite a bit. I go to health shows, and the one I go to is Natural Products West, and they have it in Anaheim, California. They have it back east every year, and big corporations are coming in, and they're using the word natural. Every salesman says, our food's natural. That word doesn't mean a damn thing. The word organic is a lot more strong, and it's better if it's certified organic, because the word organic is used kind of loosely, and people take advantage of the word, and sometimes it's not organic, and they say it is. So you got to be careful there. Now, the two things that I'd like to ask you if you could speak on, Dr. Sarah, are one is gluten. We talked about that a few weeks ago in your office, how bad it is and how so many foods, especially the wheat products and the breads, are full of gluten. The other one is gravy. Gravy comes from uric acid, which is really, I don't want to tell people what's in it, but it's really bad. We'll talk about that another time. But gluten and gravy, and then go ahead and continue with what you're talking about, Dr. Sarah. Please. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so grateful that there is so much that is out and about gluten. This has been something that, as a doctor that spent a lot of time understanding infectious diseases and our digestive system, the link, what we've noticed here is there has been an increase in disorders, and that increase, digestive disorders, has been really connected not to organisms so much as to gluten in our diet. In the 1920s, the U.S. government found that animals fed a diet of white flour developed serious neurological diseases and died. And instead of banning the deadly product like they should have, the FDA declared that most white flour products must be enriched with iron and few vitamins to correct the problem. And this is our government in the 1920s. A lot of the things that are allowed here in our country are banned in Europe.
That's right.
Unfortunately, that decision helped create an insidious situation that our country is the leading in developed countries with diabetes, heart disease, cancer, for millions of people. And this is linked to gluten sensitivity and even further intolerance. Gluten is a raging epidemic. It is a cheap form of a glue to hold things together, and it was initially thought to correct or enrich our flour. 35 diseases that are now linked in the New England Journal of Medicine, 35 diseases were linked to eating gluten. And there's many ways that gluten's labeled. Gluten causes arthritis. It's been linked to ADHD. It's been linked to depression. And that's a lot of the people that I speak with and see, we get the gluten out of their diet. Depression goes away. Anxiety goes away. I've helped people with lupus and irritable bowel syndrome, even headaches, fatigue, psoriasis and eczema, loss of muscle coordination, osteoporosis, organ inflammation, malnutrition. And gluten is purposely put in some products because it increases hunger signals to make you eat more of the product by increasing ghrelin. And ghrelin is what makes you, enhances the feeling of hunger. And so some of the commercials that you hear on television are like, you can't just eat one. And they know that because they've added in that gluten that increases the ghrelin level in your digestive tract. And the second you've eaten one, it sends a signal to eat more, to eat more. And gluten also interferes with leptin, which tells your brain that you're full. Gluten is, it's one of those things, it reacts with C-reactive proteins in your body to cause inflammation. And it causes cholesterol levels, the bad type of cholesterol, to collect along with calcium deposits that harden your arteries, and your blood pressure rises. What's amazing is gluten with sugar fuels cancer cells. Gluten and the amino acid glutamine have been studied and found to play a critical role in cancer processing. And so when you're having gluten-rich foods with sugar, those are some of the packaged cakes, some of the amazing, delicious things that you can get, some of the breads. Those are excitotoxins, and they agitate and kill your neuronal cells, much like MSG does. It accelerates and activates and damages brain cells. And so a 2006 study took about 131 children with ADHD and removed gluten from their diet, and 131 children had significant improvement in their ability to pay attention, in their ability to learn. A lot of society right now is talking about how hard it is to remember things, as, you know, they're sort of, the natural aging process is thought, wow, I'm just getting older. I forgot where I put my keys. I'm just getting, it's right. A natural aging process. But what is really happening is there's a buildup of strange proteins in our system. We remove those strange proteins that act a lot like low dose of psychedelic drugs. We then are able to remember much better. And there's a really interesting thing around when you stop eating gluten, and start finding the foods that are really gluten-free, you wind up being able to think better. Your digestive tract is more in alignment. Your skin actually feels better, and you're less likely to have sugar, diabetes, heart disease, and cancer happening. Your strength returns back into your system, so you're not constantly fatigued.
Dr. Sarah, if we can, let's turn to depression. Excuse me for the sore throat and the cough that I have. I'm Bobby Elias, and I'm speaking with Dr. Sarah Larson about Christmas, foods to eat, foods not to eat. And now we're going to talk about how people get sick, they get depressed, they worry. Excuse me again. They get nervous. And Christmas time is a time of tremendous amount of depression and sadness and loneliness and et cetera. Let's talk about that, Dr. Sarah.
It's such a beautiful time of year for some, and for I think every one of us has some level of connecting to the holiday season differently. And in Disney movies and in a lot of the TV shows, it shows all of us getting together, connecting, having tons of presents, driving all over the place, and it winds up being such a difficult time when we're not as rested as we could be. And there's a natural depression that winds up happening as well, because we're seeing all of these different images of one way and experiencing it less than that, but sort of these expectations of what it's going to be like compared to what it is like. And so this is a way that shrinks our thinking and fosters depression. Depressed cells are literally not moving as much. And when we're comparing ourselves to other arenas, other people, other ideas, thinking that everyone's happy and sort of faking happiness, not really sharing what's going on, we tend to cause ourselves to move less energetically. Some of our thoughts will cause a buildup of acid. Any stressful thought, oh, I've got to get this person a present, that person a present, and finances, stuff along those lines. And it's a time of year that the sun is not out as much, that those natural vitamin D levels that we get from the sun are not as readily available, and we're not spending as much time focused in on with ourselves. We're focused out on the external more than ever, and so that can lead to a seasonal depression. That depression can lead to not being able to fight off colds, and which is an amazing thing. Getting out in nature, or even having images of nature coming up. Things that naturally fight colds and depression. It's really interesting how garlic tea is a great immune enhancer, and it also is a mood booster, especially if you add in a pinch of cayenne pepper, a fresh squeeze of lemon. When you're making this for yourself, connecting with the earth, peeling that and focusing to pull your attention into that ginger and making more of it, meaning more than just one cup of tea, sharing that with someone else, it's a wonderful way to come out of any sort of depression and any sort of cold as well. It boosts you're immune. And it's like, ooh, do I go around smelling like garlic? And it's, if you're serving it and you're adding in a little bit of raw honey, a little bit of cayenne pepper, all of those, and vitamin, lemon juice with the vitamin C and the folic acid, those tend to rebuild and energize your system. Red onion and raw honey are another wonderful home remedy for anyone that's suffering from a cold. Using brown cane sugar or raw honey or stevia, just small amounts with red onion to make a soothing, tasty cough syrup winds up being really great. Again, onions have antihistamine in them. Our skin cells have histamine release in them. If you're itchy at any point, rubbing onion on your skin will help that itchiness go away. Honey fights infection, soothes a sore throat. It can quiet a cough. It's another way in which you can really bring in a little bit of taking care of yourself as a way to fight depression and boost your immune system. There's a, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to remind our listeners that Dr. Sarah Larson is also available to talk to people. She's been in to India and Italy in the recent few months on trips. She has clients all over the world. So at the end of the show, we're going to give her client her contact information. Please excuse my voice. I'm Bobby Elias, and we're speaking to Dr. Sarah Larson. So, Dr. Sarah Larson, we've got about 10, 12 minutes more left in the show. Continue with what you're doing, or anything else that we haven't talked about, go right ahead.
I want to talk about the importance of water. And during this time, the holiday season, making sure you get enough water. So my favorite is pure filtered or spring water. And it's our tap water tends to have a lot of byproducts in it. Our tap water has arsenic. Our tap water has aluminum and fluoride. And this is across the country. We're the only country that fortifies our water with fluoride. It's banned in Europe. And it's one of the things that I think it's really important to avoid. But that's one of the reasons to avoid tap water. There's disinfection byproducts in water. And so getting the healthier water, we have filtered water. We also have alkaline water, and we use that quite a bit. Don't have the vitamin waters. The vitamin waters is basically nothing more than clever marketing to promote an unhealthy soda. And so the vitamin waters are no better than soda. Filtered water is kind of the best that you can do for most people here in the U.S. And when you're out and about, getting spring water winds up being really, really great. The granular carbon and carbon block filters are the most common type of countertop and under-the-counter water filters. Those are really, really great for processing and removing contaminants. And I can't emphasize the importance of water. You take your weight. For example, 120 pounds is what I am. You divide that in half, you would, I need to drink a minimum of 60 ounces of living water. That's ideal for me. Coconut water and vegetable juicing. Coconuts are an excellent source of fresh, pure water and electrolytes. Coconuts are also rich in lauric acid. and which is known for its immune boosting as well as its antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal properties. So coconut water is ideal choice for when you're sick as well. And that means the young coconuts that get brought in. A lot of vegetable juicing. I recommend buying pest-free organic vegetables for optimal nutritional benefits. Pest-free certified organic vegetables, and doing that every day as well. It's so important to give yourself those what you get in those concentrated vegetable juices, especially like celery to be juiced. I love cilantros and this finer parsley's. Adding in spirulina, adding in chlorella, especially around the holidays, small amounts of that, not overdoing the fruit juices as well, doing small amounts during so that your body's not having to deal with a lot of toxins all at once. The most important thing I feel that you can give yourself is self-love. During the holiday season, really tuning in and finding what brings you joy and making sure that you're giving yourself one or two of those activities a day. I love music and I love dancing. I know Bobby, you do too. And so no matter what, 20 minutes a day, turn on music that I love, and I will just move along with that music, even if I'm in the kitchen cooking for my family. I have a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old. If I'm cooking, and a beautiful husband and a nephew that lives with us, if I'm cooking for them, I will turn on lively music and dance my way in the kitchen cooking our dinner, our meals. And that's one of the ways that I give to myself every day. I love to cook. I love to listen to lively music. I love to dance. So that's having that movement and giving to yourself the things that bring you joy. For some people, it is connecting in on social media online and seeing what their friends are doing, giving yourself the ability to have the things in your life that bring you great joy, some form of physical movement, and also getting enough rest during the holiday season. There's a reason that the sun isn't out during winter. We are, and everything that we experience most of the time is from the earth. We are earthlings, and we're in this hemisphere with less sun to be in alignment with what's going on earth. When there's less sun, we naturally rested more as a species. And so during the winter, during the less visible sunlight, giving yourself more time to rest is really, really important for maintaining optimal health. Sometimes taking a nap is the best gift you can give yourself before attending a family party. It might be the best gift that you give to members of your family as well, because you've taken care of yourself and you're showing up available to give at that party. And so,
Dr. Sarah, I wanted to say a few things about what you said about being happy. And again, excuse me, listeners, because of my voice, but this is why I'm not talking as much on this show today. However, being happy is so, so important. There are new studies, Dr. Sarah, and I'm sure you're aware, that people need to go out and do what they love to do. As you said, Dr. Sarah, dancing, music, taking a walk through nature, having an animal to love and pet, being around family, sitting down at dinner, going to an art gallery, going to the right movie, going to an opera, going out to places and doing things that you love. Make yourself happy. Exercise. The right foods. The right companionships. So many people, Dr. Sarah, I know in your work you find out that a lot of people are in unhappy relationships. They're also in a lot of unhappy jobs. And so we can't stress enough that it's so, so important to find your niche, find what you love, and do it. Go out and be yourself. Love yourself. I get up in the morning and I'm just totally in love with myself. I look in the mirror and I say that. You have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. So, Dr. Sarah, we've got a few minutes left. If you want to give us your final thoughts and then your contact information, and then let's see how much time we have after that, if you could, please.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Those are such great points. Working on muscles is another way, too. My husband likes to go to the gym and do some weight training, just light weight training, and that helps him. That's his way of tuning back in. And both he and I didn't have a great deal of self-love. And we developed self-love for ourselves through mindfulness. And what's being found out now is mindfulness can alleviate anxiety, alleviate chronic pain. And what mindfulness means is really bringing yourself into the moment. Whatever you're doing at that moment, if you're eating, really bringing yourself into experiencing each bite of food. If you're cleaning the dishes, or if you're at work, for me right now, all of me is here alert and aware for the radio show, present. But to take that level of presence into everything that I'm doing, that mindfulness, and gently bringing my thoughts back to the experience that I'm having right there in the moment, when I'm engaged with people in conversation, bringing myself back into really, really paying attention to what they're saying. And that mindfulness is really how we got into discovering what really made us happy and alleviating the anxiety and not loving ourselves in our life. It's what really helped us do that. I would love to hear from you listening. I would love to hear from you. I have a website, which is www.drsarahlarsen.com. It's DrSarah Larsen, LARSEN.com. I have offices in Los Angeles. I'm available for sessions on Skype, by phone, FaceTime, throughout the world. The best way to reach me is through my website. I can also, if there is someone that really needs help, I'm going to give you my cell phone number a couple times. Feel free to call, and we'll see if there's some way we can work together. My cell phone number is 424-903-6633. That number again is 424-903-6633. My website is my name, drsarahlarsen.com.
Wow, that's great. And I advise everyone to call Dr. Sarah. Now, Dr. Sarah, as we said, 3 or 4 weeks from now, either January 11th or 18th, depending on your schedule and the schedule of the radio show, we'd love to have you and myself really get into longevity. And probably we'll have a separate show with Dr. Burton Goldberg, where you're welcome to be part of, where we can get his information. Put together the first alternative medicine school in the world. And he is in the San Francisco area here in California. So Dr. Sarah, longevity is an issue we want to talk about. And if you and I need to keep talking about what are the things we can talk about on the show as you may have heard me at the beginning, and I want your thoughts on this. In the next few weeks, we're going to have David Swanson and Blaise Bonpain, who are putting together an enormous amount of people. Actually, we have about 21 people at the last count. I'm one of them, who are at a committee over the phone on conference calls, and we're organizing to end all wars. Now, that is a huge task, but we're working on that. And we'll have that on in the next week or two. We're also going to have longevity, as I said, with Dr. Sarah Larson and myself. As you can see, she does her homework because of my illness. Well, I'm 100% ill, but I've been having a little bit of a sore throat and a cough. But back to Sarah. What other things? Let's talk in the open right now to all of our listeners. What other things do you think, and I will be talking to our listeners also to find out what they like, but the longevity issue, what do you think we can talk about on that particular show and other ideas for shows in a brief minute, if you could give me your answer to that, please?
Oh, you know, we are so brilliant as a species. We are going to live. It's been shown that our body can exist in optimal circumstances to be 900 years old, can withstand itself to be 900. We're going to be around, and how to experience those last years full of energy, full of connecting with the people and the beings that we love, and avoiding problems that would cause us to not be that jubilant, healthy, vibrant, stable self. And we'll dive into beyond just food, but the practices that are by centenarians, those that have lived beyond a century. We've got so much data and information, and they live well. They have friendships. They eat particular types of foods. They are community leaders in their areas. And anyone listening that's alive today, this was on the cover of Time magazine, is they're going to live to at least 125. Avoiding accidents, you're pretty much going to live to 125. And wouldn't it be great to do that full of strength and vigor and loving the life that you're in? And that's what we'll talk about. Exactly what the practices of those that live beyond 100 are, and that have for their people have been living to beyond 100 for over 100 years. And so we'll look at regions of the world, but that's very, very common, and what their practices are and what is available now to lengthen our DNA, to lengthen our life so we're doing it comfortably.
Great, Dr. Sarah. What you said, I want to add to that there are three or four places in the world where people are living longer, and we're going to talk about how and why they live longer, what they eat, how they think, the region where they live, the water they drink. There's so many things out there that's so beautiful, and we want our listeners to learn that. So we're going to be talking about that. Don't forget, Dr. Sarah, we're going to be on, well, don't forget our listeners, that is, on January 11th and the 18th, or the 18th, we're going to have Dr. Sarah back. We'll probably shoot for January 11th, which is 3 weeks from today. Dr. Sarah, I'm going to finish the show in a second. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful as usual, and we're blessed to have you on this show and with all your great information. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful Christmas. I will be talking to you in a few days.
Thank you so much, Bobby. Happy holiday season to you and your family, and to everyone listening. May you feel the blessings of the season throughout every moment.
Oh, that's great. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Sarah. And now let me just end the show by telling all of our people that we're going to be talking about the issues ending all wars, genetically engineered foods, and why we need to have them labeled. And we have a new study. a pig study that's come out, and we're getting that information all over the world on how and why genetically engineered foods are really horrible. Also, more information on healthy aging, stem cells, and why and how that can add to our lives. And we're going to talk about all these things. So make sure, if you like our show, please rate us on iTunes. Also, the archives are there to listen to our shows. If you want to hear the show and you can't be near a computer, you can hear the show on a phone. Call this number, area 619-550-0869. Progressive Radio Network is the best. Be sure to keep listening to this station. It's the fastest-growing progressive station in the world. Also, I want to thank everyone that was, all you listeners that listen to this show. I want to thank our New York producer, Jason. I want to thank our Los Angeles producer, Jimmy D., our associate producer in Southern California, Stuart Hassel. I want to thank our beautiful guest, Dr. Sarah Larson. I want to thank all the listeners for listening to us, and I want to wish you a super, super Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll be on again next Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Be sure to keep listening to us. Rate us on iTunes and tell your friends about us. Thank you again. Have a great holiday.
Oh.